With Montana News, I'm Erica Zurich. Three U.S. officials that sit on an international commission will embark on a fact-finding mission next week to learn more about pollution flowing from British Columbia coal mines into northwest Montana. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
The International Joint Commission's trip to Lake Coconusa to learn more about high levels of selenium flowing from Canadian coal mines comes as pressure mounts on the Transboundary Regulatory Group to investigate the issue. Rob Sisson is one of three U.S. commissioners on the IJC tasked with investigating and resolving transboundary water disputes between the U.S. and Canada. Sisson says the trip to northwest Montana, which has been planned since March, is just intended to keep U.S. commissioners up to date.
We do have an alert function, which we've used to let both federal governments know that we are hearing a great deal of concern, particularly from the U.S. side, about the selenium contamination.
Selenium is a naturally occurring element, but at the high levels documented in Lake Coconusa, it's known to harm fish reproduction. Consumption of high levels of selenium can also harm people, according to an IJC report. Sisson says he and his fellow commissioners will receive updates on the trip from the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Geological Service survey about the latest levels of pollution from federal environmental researchers. Montana and federal U.S. environmental officials approved a limit on selenium levels for Lake Coconusa, but those have little impact while British Columbia is without its own pollution standard rules. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.